I will give thee tables of stone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have now arrived to the Ember Week. And this Ember Week and the Ember Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday were established for the purpose of consecrating to God the new season of spring. And today's Mass is a little longer than usual because it has two epistles. And in today's first epistle, God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. Our Ember Days coincide with the first week of Lent. And in the lesson which you heard today, Moses went to see God into the mountain, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights. The Ten Commandments were only the written expression of the rules which God has written to the heart of all men. This voice which tells us which are the rules of God is called conscience. And you children, as well as every man and woman in earth, you have a conscience. And by examining your conscience, you are preparing to make some of you your first confession and communion this coming spring. And the Ten Commandments are truly which are fully explained in the Catechism which you study, just like God wrote the Ten Commandments on the stone tables which he gave to Moses. The first of the three of the commandments, they tell to us, thou shalt worship God, thou shalt honor and keep holy his name, thou shalt respect and keep holy his day. And the remaining commandments deal with our relationship with other human beings. And they tell us to pay love and respect to our parents, and they protect our most valuable possessions, and they forbid any injury to life or innocence, property or honor. And the last two, they forbid evil desires, because evil desires are one which corrupt the heart and lead men to do evil deeds. The Ten Commandments are truly beneficial, that is very good, to all mankind. God gave the Ten Commandments to us out of love and for our good. In other words, both for our temporal welfare while we live on this earth, and secondly, for our eternal salvation. You can imagine, children, how would the world be if killing, robbery, and all kind of evil things would not be forbidden by law. Nobody would be sure either of his life or his property on this earth. There would be an end to all order and obedience, both in human society and an end of all obedience and order also in family life. The Ten Commandments were therefore given to us for our good, and that peace and order should reign among all men, and also peace would be reigning in family, in society and state, so that in the end we might all gain the everlasting happiness. So it's for this reason, children, he who does not observe the Ten Commandments, he is not only an enemy of God, but he is an enemy to all men, and also the enemy to his own self. The Ten Commandments also apply to all men in all times. It is for this reason God wrote them on stone, to tell us that they are as durable as stone, that is, they are to last until the end of the world. And today, children, you should thank God that by the Ten Commandments he has shown you the road to heaven. Take trouble to learn them thoroughly, not just to memorize them for catechism class, but also how to live the Ten Commandments. And when you prepare for your confession, and when you examine your conscience, ask yourself which one of them, of those Ten Commandments, you have sinned the most. Pray then to the Holy Ghost the gift of holy fear to always keep all the rules of God. After all, Jesus says in the Gospel, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." Make also sure that you tell all your bad deeds which you can remember to the priest in the confession, and also make every confession you make the very best you can. There was once this 17th century saint named Saint Vincent de Paul, and when he was dying at the high age of 84, a young priest asked him whether he wanted to make a deathbed confession, as that would be his very last confession on earth. But the saint answered, "Father, I have always gone to confession as though it were my last, and so I am ready to die now." So children, when you follow the teachings of your catechism during all the days of your life, that is the definite and sure way of you to become and remaining the friends of God, and you gain also the sure road to heaven, and therefore also the heavenly and everlasting salvation. All of these things which we and rules which we follow on this earth, they are in a kind of a way a test which we must pass on this earth so that we would get our reward, so what we could get our good grades with God, so that after our own death and after the last sacraments we receive, we wouldn't need to wait anymore, but God, the Heavenly Father, who has created us, will give us our reward and take us to heaven to live there forever together with Him and saints and Holy Mary. May God bless you, children, in the name